So when we have an incident that has an impact on us, it's traumatizing. And when we react, it's an old way of being. And we react in anger. And anger is the secondary emotion that we act out on others or ourselves, and it doesn't heal whatsoever. But then that anger has a re-traumatizing impact, and then we react to that in anger, and then that has a re-traumatizing impact. And we get caught up in that loop of reacting to our incident or trauma with anger and then re-traumatizing ourselves with our anger. So to get out of that loop, what I need to do is to respond and see that I have choices. And one of those choices is to heal. And because this incident reminds me of a past wound, and then when I go through the four dimensions of emotional healing, then I've resolved that situation and it's healed. Another choice is to take a time out. And when I take the time out, I need to look at what happened, not my interpretation of what happened. Then I need to look at what am I feeling, looking for the primary emotions that come before the secondary emotion of anger, because they're an indicator of unconscious or subconscious thoughts that I'm having or have had. But I need to make sure that I find the primary emotion of fear. Because if anger is present, I guarantee you that it's preceded by fear. You may not be able to find that fear every time, all the time, but I guarantee you that it's there every time, all the time. And that fear reminds me of the past unhealed wounds that need to be healed. And then I need to replace that fear with love in the form of the acronym, Are You a Cat? Where the R stands for respect, the U for understanding, acceptance, caring, appreciation, and trust. When I give those six kinds of love to myself, and then I give it to others, I'm controlling myself and I'm being independent. When I seek those six kinds of love from others, then I'm controlling others and I'm being dependent. Now, there's an analogy about the relationship between fear and love that helps us understand it better, and it goes like this. All fear is like a dark room. If I were to turn off all the lights in this room and close all the windows and seal them shut so no light comes in, what we would have is a dark room. The dark room doesn't exist per se. It's just a room that is absent of light. And if I light a candle in that dark room, it makes the darkness of my fear go away. Well, all fear is an area in my life where what is absent is love. And the love that is missing is love from me to me. And when I give myself that love in the form of the Are You a Cat, it's in essence like lighting my love light. And then that makes the darkness of my fear go away. And then I don't have to turn my fear to anger. So the program is going to show you how to do that. Okay. There's no questions. Then you can go to page 23. So how do I give that Are You a Cat to myself? Well, to alleviate the unhappiness and suffering in my life, I need to learn how to become conscious of my fears and how to recognize and heal my emotional wounds. Then I need to learn how to give love to myself, love that maybe I did not get from my family of origin, love that is in the form of respect, understanding, acceptance, caring, appreciation, and trust. Are you a cat? I benefit by taking these actions, regardless of which side of a conflict I am on. Respect is when I don't do anything I don't want to do or allow someone else to do something to me that I don't want done to me. Then I'm showing respect to myself. Understanding requires listening, and whom I have to listen to is myself. I need to listen to my thoughts and feelings as well as be aware of my behaviors. When I pay attention to these things, I'm giving myself understanding. Acceptance is to accept myself just as I am. Not as soon as I gain 5 pounds or lose 5 pounds. Not as soon as I get that goal accomplished, but to accept me right now just as I am with all my wounds and mistakes. Caring is when I make sure that I eat right, get plenty of rest and exercise, keep my mental and physical hygiene up, and keep my environment clean. Appreciation is when I look at who I'm being and who I've been and acknowledge to myself the value of it all. Trust is when I believe I will be able to do what I need to do when I need to do it, that I will think of the right thing to do at the right time, that things will work out, and I will do what I need to do to make it happen. When I do these six things for myself, I'm giving love to myself. I'm turning my love light on. When I do so, the light of my love makes the darkness of my fear go away. When I work through my fear this way, then I am in control of it, and I've eliminated the source of my emotional pain. If I have no emotional pain, I do not have to resort to the emergency escape valve emotion of anger and then choose to hurt others as my way of attempting to stop my emotional pain. Now, if I look at the Are You a Cat's respect, understanding, acceptance, caring, appreciation, or trust, I can see that none of them cost money. When I give those things to myself, it's all something that I'm doing in my head with my thinking. These are my thoughts. When I'm thinking those thoughts, then I'm giving myself love. And when I give myself love, then it makes the darkness of my fear go away. But if I don't give that to myself, then I'm going to look for it from somebody else. And even if somebody else wanted to give it to me, it's not going to make my fear go away until I give me that love. Now, we recommend that people read that every day if they can, and over again, till they know it by heart. Because if I'm in a situation where I'm saying, am I respecting myself right now? And if not, what is it that I need to do so that I am? Am I giving myself understanding or acceptance? And if not, what is it that I need to do so that I am? Am I giving acceptance, caring, appreciation, or trust? If I'm not able to give those things to myself, then I'm not going to be able to alleviate my emotional pain. And then I'm going to be more likely to take that pain and turn it to anger, trying to make somebody else give me those things. But even if somebody else tried to give me those things, it's not going to make my fears and shames and sadnesses go away like when I give it to myself. So that's why it's important to know these by heart. There's no questions. You can go to page 24.
I still remember them.
Good. Do you still use them? Good. Good.